Welcome in, everybody. This is the Brent and Chuck podcast after a much too long hiatus.
Well, you know, we figured the youth and children's ministry is taking off July, so we just took off most of the summer.
That's right. And I'm sure that you guys have tried to send us voicemails and emails, but our boxes are full from everyone that has said, what's happened? And you can't get in. You just can't get in.
That's right. That's what I would say. Yeah.
We have, we basically have no excuse. We just haven't sat down to do it. So I confess my lack of attention to.
Well, he's an administrative pastor and he didn't administrate it.
Okay. Thank you for agreeing with my confession. That's what we Christians do, right? We agree together. We're two or three are gathered.
Oh, that's the way to put it. Oh, I don't think I've had to talk about that at all, but it's fine.
So I am in sort of a you know, my annual July break for planning. It has been good. For those of you who have wondered what's going on, the PLT allows me as the admin pastor or whatever my function is to have the month of July off from preaching in order to plan for next year as far as our Sunday morning focus goes, as well as maybe an emphasis for the church in a broader sense. And that is going really well. And I hope to be able to share some of what the Lord has encouraged me in, maybe at the next family talk, which I think is in August, on the last Wednesday night of August. And so, but we come to you in the midst of reading the prophets as far as the big story goes. Brent, you got, what are you feeling about that, man?
Well, to be quite honest, I'm getting a little depressed. So we talked about this in a podcast that we knew this was coming. And this was part of the reason why we knew we were doing podcasts is we said early on, we want to help everybody get through the Old Testament in a very real sense of just like the Old Testament prophets of old had to get through this before they saw the real hope in the coming of Christ, we have to wade through this and get through this mentally, emotionally, yeah. Because we're walking the road the Israelites walked.
I heard from a Northbrooker yesterday in a conversation we were having that in their salt group this week, someone expressed their lack of excitement and if I remember right, need for the Old Testament. And so I don't know if that person will hear our podcast, but you need the Old Testament. You cannot do without this part of the story, or when we get to the new, it will not make sense to you.
Well, also, I would say if you have the sentiment of "I want to quit," you're actually right, because you're following right along with these Israelites who wanted to quit. I mean, this is there's this coming hope that's very vague, and it's just not clear exactly when God's going to do this, and the temple's destroyed. I mean, you just can't imagine the visual devastation that would bring to them. And so if you want to quit, they did too.
Yeah, well, that's a great analogy to our time, and we do, as we have each time we have had a podcast or even a written note, an e-connection or whatever, encourage you to stick with it. Don't quit. I mean, if you feel like you're slogging, you are.
Right.
So just keep slogging. Because we're going to get, in fact, I think even this past Sunday, we felt like we were slogging. And the prophet Micah was incredibly hard on the people that listened to his message. But at the end of Micah, and I wanted to just read a couple of verses because we didn't really get to this this past Sunday, and I probably should have gotten up and offered this at the end, but it was running long, so I didn't do that. But listen to what Micah had to say, and this encourages us why we should keep slogging through this. Micah 7:18, "Who is a God like you, removing iniquity and passing over rebellion for the remnant of his inheritance. He does not hold on to his anger forever because he delights in faithful love. He will again have compassion on us. He will vanquish our iniquities. You will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea. You will show loyalty to Jacob and faithful love to Abraham as you swore to our fathers from days long ago. So you're right, Brent. I appreciate the reminder that the people of God were feeling weary of what was going through. At the same time, there were many who were apathetic, mm-hmm. and didn't really care.
That's right. Yeah. Well, and I think if we had time, we'd read some passages from Isaiah, which is we're in heavily in Isaiah this week, apart from the Hezekiah passage that I'm going to preach on Sunday, and Isaiah brings so much hope. I mean, he kind of has it all. And what he's weaving for us, and this is why the New Testament writers were really keen on Isaiah, is a very clear coming hope of the Messiah. And so please butt up against your reading last week, the Isaiah of this week.
Yeah. Yeah, I was so encouraged. Of course, you mentioned the Hezekiah passage. It's the passage about Hezekiah.
Well, yeah. Well, and that's sort of the joke, is because Hezekiah is the book that people often say, turn to the book of Hezekiah, I fell for that several times in my younger years, so I throw that out there.
If you can find the book of Hezekiah, folks, we will give you a special prize from the Chuck and Brent podcast. But just for instance, as for me, I mean, you're slogging through Isaiah, and there's all these messages against the nations that are opposing God, and their messages against Israel, and their messages against Judah. Yet he comes around, and this is we're recording this on a Tuesday, and this was the reading for today says in 26 that you will keep in perfect peace the mind that is dependent on you. And that King James, I remember learning in the King James, the one whose mind is stayed on thee.
Yeah.
You will keep in perfect peace,
right,
the one whose mind is stayed on thee. For it is trusting in you, trust in the Lord forever, because in Yah, the Lord, is an everlasting rock. And then I was so encouraged down in verse 7, the path of the righteous is level. You clear a straight path for the righteous. Yes, Lord, we wait for you in the path of your judgments. Our desire is for... This is what I think is so awesome. That's the main theme, I think, so far throughout the story. Our desire is for your name and renown.
Yeah.
And so I got to thinking this morning that a lot of times we get so distracted by our own agendas. And we're reading through this stuff and we're going, man, this is just not... hitting me where it's not scratching me where I'm itching.
Right.
It may feel like I'm not getting anything out of it. You're right. It's not about you.
Right.
It's not about me. It is about the Lord.
Right.
And our object is not that we in getting through it that we end up being blessed, or we end up being healed, or we end up being successful. The object of what is going on in the story is that God's name is renowned in the world.
Right. Well, and I think too, again, I would just add, don't be discouraged when you have these holes where you still are longing for something more than what you're getting, because again, that's how Isaiah's people felt, right? They wanted more. They didn't want their kingdom to be taken over by the Assyrians. The southern kingdom did not want the Babylonians to come in and slaughter them like crazy. They thought God should do so much more for them. So again, it's coming. The king is coming. And of course, we know this, and we know this from reading, but be encouraged.
Yeah. There was a little part of this that kind of struck me interesting in verse 8. Yes, Lord, we wait for you in the path of your judgments. I just felt like, okay, a lot of times my faith, my focus is to get out of the way of whatever turmoil is going on around me. Whatever God is going to do, we want to get out of the way, especially, you know, for those of us who might think God is going to judge. It's a lot of people said God's judging America,
right.
You know, and certainly God judges anyone who opposes him, right? It's not just America.
Right.
But I got to thinking that, you know, sometimes I want to just get out of the way because I don't want this judgment to come. But Isaiah says that we wait for you, and the waiting is not just passive. It is actively trusting that God is going to act mm-hmm. according to his character.
Right.
We wait for you in the path mm-hmm. of your judgments. God's coming.
Yeah.
Judgment is coming. You ain't going to get out of the way. That sounded like a hick, didn't it?
Well,
you ain't going. You're not going to be able to get out of the way of his judgments. But in while we're waiting, our desire is that his name be renowned.
Right.
It's not so that we escape. Mm-hmm. It's so that his name gets glorified. I mean, that's all through the story, right?
Right. Well, you're also picking up on the whole Isaiah 2:6-8. I don't know if you know this, but this is Louis Giglio's life verse, and this was one of the first verses that, this is the Passion Network verse. So as a 16, 18-year-old guy, this is what stirred my heart. So here you are, you could have been Louis Giglio, is basically what I'm saying. Because, I mean, seriously, the whole Isaiah 26:8, that is still the theme. The whole verse you just exegeted for us, that is still the theme of the Passion Network, that is still fueling thousands of young people to go out there and do exactly what you're saying, to be on mission for God, because his name.
I did not know that that was Louis. Big deal.
Yeah, and it still is, and it's been this way for 15 years. And so even now, as a college student, I went to that several years in a row, and the college students have already come to me saying, can we go to the Passion Conference movement as it's an annual thing?
Mm-hmm. So what do you think we take away from you might have already said it. Maybe we just need to repeat it as we're slogging through these prophets, as we're feeling like, man, I'm not getting anything out of this. What do we shoot for? We shoot for, okay, how is God still the main character? How is he going to make himself glorified in through this story and through what we're going through today, right?
Right.
In our life.
I think that's exactly right. I mean, that's all I would say. God, what does this say about you? And God, what does this have for me? I mean, I still think you have to ask those basic questions and just be open to what he might have to say to you.
And with that, we will sign off until next time. Be encouraged, everybody. Keep reading the story. Look for ways to live it out. Have a great week.